Hi, everybody. Some big weather changes are underway as a strong cold front moves through the state. That'll shut off the showers and thunderstorm threat as it turns windy and sharply colder. Temperatures falling through the 60s, then to the 50s, then to the 40s by evening. There'll be some leftover showers during the day, but I think by trick-or-treat hours, we should be dry, just a kind of windy and chilly. Our overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 38. Tomorrow, breezy, cool, barely up to 60 for a high. Back to the 30s again on Friday night. And for the weekend, look for cool, crisp fall days and cold nights. Don't forget, we fall back to standard time this weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. In a pharmacy, sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. FORHIMS.com/joy.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
It's your last chance to drive like the king in a brand new Cadillac. Come into Wind Creek Wetumpka now through November 10th and earn your chances to win a 2020 Cadillac XT6. We've already given away two of these beauties, and on Sunday, November 10th, we're giving away another 2020 Cadillac XT6. So shake, rattle, and roll yourself on in to Wind Creek Wetumpka for your last chance to drive like the king. Long live the king!
Thank you very much.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for News and Views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show.
To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Tonight, if it's a full moon in that part of the world, I'm worried that old Rodham will assume her true form.
I think her broom is in the shop, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, she's like a bad zit. She keeps coming back.
Yeah?
You can't get rid of them.
Are you a zip popper? Do you enjoy it?
No, not particularly.
I do. Some people do.
I'm a lucky guy that I didn't. Well, I mean, I had zits.
I didn't have puberty.
And all that stuff. But I was not one of the people that had a bad problem with it.
So if somebody was going to pop Hillary Clinton, essentially, like a zit, I'd want to watch. Like the Dr. Pimple Popper stuff, the videos. I like that stuff.
You talking about Robert Bentley?
Yeah, like Robert Bentley, dermatology. No, it's not like I like it, like it's, oh, that's so wonderful, but I can't look away.
I can't watch that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm just one of those weird, gross people. I'm Joey.
I don't like
that. I'm disgusting. but, you know, sometimes things that look disturbing are in fact wonderful.
I know what you're referring to.
What's that, Jack?
The Eastern indigo snake.
Oh, yeah.
Which AL.com says is an endangered species in Alabama. They're doing a series of articles, which actually I like some of the stuff they do, the human interest stuff.
Yeah, this is cool.
Not particularly what this sorority girl wore to an Alabama football game.
And also these pages have just become huge sports pages. I get it. It's what plays and is popular.
Jack, you saw something this morning about North Carolina?
I think it was the five best places to eat in South Carolina. I thought, who gives a damn? I mean, you know?
On AL.com.
AL.com. It's not SC.com. But anyway, no, but the Eastern indigo snake, they are like solid black. In fact, we saw one at our farm one time, and it was my dad, my brother, and I. We were driving down the little dirt road, and my brother said, look at that snake. My God, it was like very long, like 8 feet long.
Yeah, this write-up on AL.com says they can reach more than 8 feet.
Well, I'd never seen anything like it. It was stretched out, slithering across the road, and my brother said, should we kill it? My father said, no, they're good. They eat other snakes.
Yeah, it says,
and that's all my dad said.
So. Yeah, this write-up says the longest North American snake. It literally eats rattlesnakes and copperheads for breakfast.
Well, so if you see one, and they're long, and this thing was almost purple. It was so black. And so my brother went home, and he looked it up. But my father said, don't mess with it. They're good. And it says they live in longleaf pine forests, which, of course, we have on our land. But anyway, they also found in Coosa County, like 10 or 12 years ago, a coral snake, which you don't see much around here.
Well, but I doubt people are going to see this indigo snake, the eastern indigo, anytime soon. They said the last native Alabama population was caught in 1954. Most wildlife experts believe the eastern indigo snake was completely driven out of Bama until researchers began reintroducing the snake in the 80s. They mostly are found in South Florida now, but once slithered across all of the Sunshine State, as well as longleaf, like you said, pine forest in Alabama, Georgia, and Mississippi. The snake can't take the cold, but formed a convenient relationship with the gopher tortoise.
What, do they cuddle up at night or something?
I don't know. Hibernating in the tortoise burrows alongside the tortoise, as Sharpton might say, to wait out the winter months. And how many are left? What killed them? Well, because they depend on that gopher tortoise burrows to make it through the winter, those burrows can also cause problems. The tortoise itself is listed as a threatened species as well. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if you see one, don't kill them. They're good things to have around the environment. So
they do look spooky as hell.
Oh
though.
My God! Mm-hmm. They're just gnarly looking.
Now I'm looking on our television screen here in studio on ordering the previous question. So I think the House is clearing the way. They're about to vote on this impeachment inquiry resolution to put in new rules for the process, even though, what does that mean about the first 5 weeks we've been, this has been going on? If this is so, oh, there's Adam Schiff.
Yeah, it's been hard for me to kind of understand what this vote is
even about. I think everybody's confused about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, even Nancy Pelosi's like, it's not an impeachment resolution.
Well, let's get on with it, Nancy.
And Lindsey Graham is tweeting right now.
What's he saying?
Voting to legitimize an unfair process does not make it fair. When it comes to President Trump, the rules seemingly always have to be different. The House vote legitimizes a process that denies the president the right to counsel in the Intel Committee. Makes the Republican minority subservient to the will of Adam Schiff and the Intel Committee when it comes to interviewing witnesses. These procedures are grossly different than what has been used in the past and extremely dangerous to the future of the presidency. I appreciate those who vote against this resolution.
Well, I think Jim Jordan had a meeting with the Republican members and said, all right, we need to be in lockstep on this. All of y'all need to vote against it. And that would be great.
That would
be. And there may be, you know, they're talking about five endangered Democrats who were elected in 2018,
right,
whose district voted for Trump in 2016. And one of them was in Minnesota. He got 31%.
Yeah. I was about to bring that up.
Over Hillary, and this person's a little nervous.
We're not talking about small margins here. We're talking about huge, huge wins for Trump in certain districts. You know, that is the lovely thing to be reminded of. We're not a national democracy where everybody, it's just the majority of the whole nation of 300 million plus people. Like, even in the most democratic body in our government, the House of Representatives, there's a lot of churning. It's an every 2 year thing. Really, if you follow the original Constitution, it would be a lot more representatives than the 400 something that are up there now. But even then, you have to serve a particular district. Isn't just, oh, everybody in the nation votes, and then you apportion the amount of seats that the Democrats or Republicans get. You have to win, say, what is it? It's District 2 coming up that Martha Roby's leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You have to serve the people, and that's what we talk about, the wiregrass, the farmers. You have to bring together this coalition. You have to address the Air Force base here and the military interests here. There's a lot that goes into it, and that's the way it should work. And I get tired of this nationalizing every question. So I just ignore the polls. Like, you look at polling for, say, a particular district, but ignore these national polls. They don't mean squat.
Absolutely not. You know?
Well,
and every national poll in 2016 said, you know, Hillary was going to win by 10 to 12 points.
Right.
Even, like, 3 days before the election. And that was simply not the case. And, you know, Nixon talked about it in 72, mm-hmm, when he was running for re-election, and the Democrats so wisely nominated George McGovern, the most liberal guy to ever come down the pike, and he beat him like a damn rented mule. I think maybe McGovern won South Dakota, which was his state.
Hmm. Do you think McGovern was more liberal than Mondale?
Oh, by far.
Yeah,
by
see, far. This is before my time.
Yeah,
so
by
really
far.
Know.
McGovern was, you know, I mean, he may as well have been at Woodstock and, you know, waving the anti-Vietnam flag.
Right.
And that's really what got Johnson to drop out of the race, because every day's headlines were how many more casualties there were from the day before in Vietnam. And it was kind of like Carter and the Iran-Contra, I mean, not Contra, but the Iran hostage crisis,
yeah,
that,
yeah,
You know, we're day 78 in the Iran. I mean, it just went on and on. And, you know, but with McGovern, he, who else was running in that race? McGovern and, oh, God, I can't think of who else.
Against Nixon?
McCarthy, Eugene McCarthy. Okay. And he was real popular with the young people, but the anti-war people.
Okay.
And, but anyway, McGovern got the nomination and Nixon beat him. But Nixon always talked about, you know, all this hype about McGovern, and he was younger and he was more energetic and he was totally different from Nixon. Nixon said, I don't care. I'm going to get the will of the silent majority is to reelect me. And he was absolutely right. And I think that silent majority, because hell, I wasn't going around telling people I was for Donald Trump. If I ever posted something on Facebook, my liberal friends would just go ballistic about how crazy he was and unstable and how could I be for this kook and this racist. And to me, there's no proof that he's anti-gay or anti-black. I mean, you know, he's anti-illegal immigration.
Certainly true.
Well, yeah, and aren't we all? I mean, people don't want folks coming over here taking jobs from legal American citizens, but...
Well, and even me, like, my immigration plan would essentially be pass background check, security check, pass a health check, and you're not going to be a taking from the state. You're not going to jump on welfare, these sorts of things. In my consideration, come on in at that point. You can't become a citizen immediately. That should be a longer process. That would be my opening bid in negotiations, but that would require securing the border, having a streamlined legal process.
And it's really not that far-fetched.
No.
I mean, you can look at other countries that have far tighter immigration.
And what the Trump administration, Republicans these days want is what Canada just introduced, merit-based immigration. So what are your skills?
Sure. Well, when we do it, sure. We're the scourge of modern society because we're trying to enforce tougher laws.
But
enforce the laws that are on the books, actually.
What do you say we go to the phones?
Let's do.
272-9228 if you want to join in on the conversation. It's a Halloween day. We're just kind of all over the place, but having a lot of fun. Let's talk to Ray. Hey, Ray, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good. You guys?
We're doing well, thank you.
Well, you know, I listened to your show a lot, and I call in quite a bit, but I kind of stopped lately, but I just want to say one thing. You know, I've got like 30 years of law enforcement experience. When I look at, you know, Papadopoulos, who was one of the people that Trump cited as one of his foreign policy advisors,
mm-hmm.
You've got Flynn, you've got Manafort, you've got Cohen, you've got Rudy, who's got his problems now under investigation. These Russians that he associated with, except for the Russians, all these other people were folks that Trump picked. He's got some cabinet people that he picked who got all kinds of issues with corruptions and everything, like Zinke and the Health and Human Services guy. All these people are basically have run afoul of the law. And these are the people that Trump picked. So it'd be hard for me to be able to be convinced as the person with 30 years of law enforcement experience that Trump is squeaky clean having those kinds of people as associates. I mean, anybody, rationally, when you look at that, you have to wonder, how could you pick all these folks and they have all these problems with the law, but you don't have any?
How did, let's take one of those, how does Rudy Giuliani broken the law?
Well, he's under investigation.
No, some associates of him that are clients of his are under investigation.
He's also under investigation. He's being investigated by the Southern District of New York.
For what?
The office that he used to run.
He's
under investigation.
What is he under investigation for? I know what the other guys, his associates, are for, but, you know, what is Rudy being charged with?
Well, he's not charged. He's not charged this time. He's being investigated. Okay. You heard that he's under investigation, right?
No, I've heard his associates are under investigation.
You've never heard that?
And they've been indicted for, you know, election fraud and going over limits, for instance, putting money into a PAC and whatnot.
Yes, those guys.
Yeah, those guys are. And the timing of that's interesting. How about Papadopoulos? I know he lied to the FBI, I think, but it was like a 14-day sentence. Other than that, what has Papadopoulos done?
Well, that's great. I mean, you guys are the ones who are saying that he was the one who provided investigation that started, or information that started this Russian investigation.
Yeah, and there's currently Inspector General report, Michael Horowitz, and now John Durham doing an investigation, and the investigator's a criminal one, given all the rumor and innuendo out there, we got to wait on these investigations to find out, I think, the real truth. But it might be that Papadopoulos was a bit set up, and that Papadopoulos from the beginning was like, you know, whether it's Mifsud or these professors in London, it all seemed strange that all these people were coming up to him saying, hey, the Russians got dirt on Hillary, would you like it? So, I mean, we'll see all this stuff. Carter Page also was one of the people that was, a FISA warrant was taken out of. Carter Page hasn't been charged with anything. And don't get me wrong, Ray. Like, my default on politics and anybody, whether it's Trump or Clinton, anybody, is that politics is corrupt. There's going to be some level of corruption. That's why I love what Steve Flowers said the other day about Big Jim Folsom. Big Jim's going to steal a little bit, not as much as the other guy. There's some truth to that. So, especially folks like Michael Cohen, and I don't assume Donald Trump is squeaky clean. I just don't. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm not quibbling with you there, but when you're talking about, like, Papadopoulos, Page, Giuliani, all these guys have broken the law, I'm failing to see where they've clearly broken the law.
Well, I mean, you usually go to jail for breaking the law, and that's what Papadopoulos went to jail for. I mean, they don't put you in jail if you didn't do anything wrong.
Well, Manafort is not in jail because of his relationship with Donald Trump.
Well, Trump was the one who picked him, is what I'm saying. And then Trump is the one who said, you know, when he was campaigning, he was talking about, you know, I know all good people, I know all these great people, I know the best people. And it seems like the best people that he's picked so far has been people who ended up in jail. Or
he's picked a lot of people.
Well, Paul Manafort... I've been around politics a long time, and Paul Manafort at one time was one of the most respected political consultants in the country. He was in it was called Black Manafort and Stone, and then Lee Atwater later joined the group. These guys were very well respected, and Manafort's in jail for lying about...
Not reporting them.
Not reporting income from consulting fees. So that's why he's in jail. Papadopoulos hadn't, you know. It shouldn't be against the law to have lied to the James Comey FBI, because that was the most corrupt group of people to ever serve in law enforcement in the country.
Well, and also, Ray, you mentioned Michael Flynn. He, you know, I think pled guilty in order to, you know, cooperate and get his sentence pleaded, you know, brought down a bit. But you saw the recent news, right? That Michael Flynn's lawyer now, Sidney Powell, is trying to get it all thrown out. Because if you look at, and we've got screenshots of it, if you look at the written notes of the FBI agents that interviewed Flynn in early 2017, and you compare that to the edited 302s, and there's email correspondence talking about how they're editing it, the written notes show that Flynn, when asked about conversations with the ambassador of Russia, Kislyak, it said that Flynn responded, I really don't recall those conversations. I don't remember. I don't recall. That's how it's written down. And then you go to the official 302. They've edited it to say Flynn said he did not have those conversations definitively. And so Sidney Powell's making a motion in front of the court saying, what the hell is this? They were mischaracterizing what my client said in the interview. So it's, I think let's wait, because I waited for Mueller and not much came of it. And honestly, the Democrats, I think, had a roadmap to impeachment with obstruction, and they really, Jerry Nadler completely dropped the ball on that. So I'm going to wait for Michael Horowitz and this Inspector General DOJ report to come out, which should be any day now, very soon. And I'm going to wait for John Durham, because there a lot of fishy stuff was going on, and for the Mueller report to come up a huge dud, I think is suspicious.
Well, I think the Mueller report was not really a dud. I think Bill Barr, who I believe, based on my law enforcement experience again, I think Barr is probably the ultimate dirty cop. You know, he went out there and gave a false narrative of this report. He made up his own interpretation of it, sold it for 3 weeks, and Trump went out and went to his rallies and everything else and talked about this witch hunt inclusion. Nothing was found, no obstruction. And there's really a whole bunch of obstruction in this. I mean, Mueller had a whole section on obstruction.
But at the end of the day, what was Mueller's...
Barr went out there and cleaned all that up.
What was Mueller's conclusion on obstruction, though?
Mueller's overall conclusion was if I didn't think that the president was guilty of committing a crime, I would have said so. That's what his overall conclusion is.
He essentially punted the decision.
Well, this is the president, and I cannot exonerate him.
Right, he essentially made no decision, kind of kicked the can to Congress.
This is the same guy that sounded like he had dementia in the hearings.
And also on the, I remember the Barr memo. I mean, he characterized the first part of the Mueller report pretty clearly. There's no evidence for conspiracy or coordination with Trump and the Russians, let alone any other American. Now, we could go on and say, you know, maybe there was more that Mueller and his team didn't find, but it was quite a thorough investigation. And on obstruction, again, I think Mueller kicked the can. He kind of said, "Oh, I'm not going to decide on this."
Well, he was supposed to kick the can. He was supposed to kick the can because, according to the DOJ regulations, you can't indict a sitting president.
Hey, Ray, when was the last time you voted Republican?
Let's see. When I voted for McCain over Bush.
Ah, there you have it. You're right.
I realize that.
You're not a Republican. I understand that. You are toeing the Democrat line, and I totally get it. And I'm not upset about it. It's just that, you know.
And also on that OLC decision, Ray, the Office of Legal Counsel decision, you can't indict a sitting president. There was some discrepancy there where Barr was claiming in conversations, Mueller and his team made clear, we're not citing this. And then it ended up to me being a bit of a wash. And again, I've waited on Mueller. I thought there might be something here because there was plenty of smoke over those 2 years. So I think we'll see where it goes, Ray. I don't think, especially following the story, you're not completely out of bounds. Like, I know where you're coming from. It's just, we'll see.
And listen, I've said here on this radio show that I think Trump made some bad picks. And part of that is because he's an outsider.
Yeah.
And he's relying on people on the inside to recommend people for various and sundry positions in government. And they hadn't all been good.
Right. I think first loved Tillerson. He just ended up being inept.
I think Tillerson was a good guy. I think he was one of the good guys that kept it. And most of the good guys are the ones who left. And you have people like what's that acting chief of staff?
Mulvaney. Yeah.
Now, he certainly didn't do it. I mean, I think he told the truth when he was in that press conference. Then he went back, he said it three or four times. Yes, it was pretty quid pro quo. And then he went back and walked it back, which is what he normally does. But then these Republicans, I think part of Trump's problem, I think, is the Republicans in Congress and the Senate, when they had the Senate in the House, they pretty much let him do everything he wanted to. Nobody challenged him. And he just kept going further and further because he wasn't being challenged by anybody. They failed in their responsibilities to provide checks and balances. They just went along with everything he did, no matter how egregious, and they always made up excuses for it. And he just kept pushing the envelope more and more. And I think the Republicans need to bear some of the responsibilities for the predicament that he's in right now because they did not do their due diligence of providing checks and balances.
Well, we appreciate your call, Ray. We got to get you some more callers.
Thank you for the conversation.
Yeah, I appreciate it, too. You guys have a good day, and I'll keep listening, but not necessarily agree with everything you say.
That's fine. That's all good. We welcome that, man.
Appreciate it, Ray.
Appreciate it.
All right, y'all have a good one. Thank you.
You, too.
Yeah. That was a good conversation. It didn't devolve into insults, and that was good. And because there are open questions here, a lot of this has happened behind closed doors.
True.
And people can have an honest assessment of how they think of Trump and his motives and who he's picked to run the administration. But there have been a lot of people within the administration holdovers that have been pushing back. Very quickly, let's go to AJ. AJ, it's got to be a quick call, man.
Okay. Well, you and Jack covered all of it anyway, Joey. But that statement that made me call was peachy clean. Are you serious, dude? Are you serious? It ain't been a president up there that's been peachy clean, not a one, including President Obama. And, you forgot two people, Eric Holden and Loretta Lynch. You forgot those two people, right? You forgot the $1 billion shipped to Iran at midnight, right? You forgot Benghazi, right? See, what kills me, Joey and Brother Jack, is when they only see one side.
Right.
I'm like you and Jack. Look, I hold them accountable. You understand? Both sides. And I haven't voted one way all my life. And I'm 60 years old. Okay? I tell you what, though. if they ran again against Hillary, it still would be President Trump. There's no way in black and hell I'm going to vote for a baby killer and a liar, all right? And somebody who claims to speak for women and roasted women that her husband allegedly raped. Okay?
Right, right.
So they see one side. They don't see the other side. They're so locked in to CNN and MSNBC. And oh, by the way, I don't watch Fox. I don't watch none of them. Okay? But they see one side and they act like the president before him and the one before him was so freaking peachy clean and so perfect. Okay? Now, look. Either shut up or put up with the impeachment. All right? Quit playing around, beating around the bush. If you got the goods on him, put him out of there.
But you know put who you know who is the epitome of integrity, though, AJ?
That
beautiful dog. That talented dog, Conan. He's wonderful. I can't wait to have him at the White House. I'm going to throw him a bone.
There you go. Now, let me tell you something, Joey. And Jack, check this out. The one who was closest to integrity and they hate his gut, and I don't know why, is Jimmy Carter. You can show me where Jimmy Carter stole from the people, man. There's no evidence nowhere to show me where he stole from the people.
Yeah, I think he was a
very... And they hate him. They hate him, Jack.
Well, you mean the Democrats hate him or the Republicans hate him?
Both of them hate him.
Yeah.
Well, AJ, we got to run, man.
Because he wouldn't go in lockstep with all this LGBTQ type crap that's almost taking over now.
Well, AJ, I hear you, man. We got to run, though.
Thanks for the call, pal.
Thank you, AJ. 272-9228, folks, if you want to get on the conversation. This part of the program brought to you by Damn Black Studios. We've been talking about them last hour, sponsor of last hour. But, this point in the show, it is good to remind folks that, number one, if you call today, 279-6036, and you get an appointment quick, you can have 55% off for all News and Views listeners to get VHS to DVD transfers, but they can also, the old reel-to-reel tapes, these old Betamax tapes, again, VHS tapes. They're running out of the machines that convert these things, these industrial machines. So get it done quickly because these things aren't going to last forever. You want to preserve these memories, whether video of birthdays or Christmases or trick-or-treating even, and Thanksgivings and sporting events and all these things that you want to remember about your kids. I've seen old film with my dad as a little kid, and it's something to behold. And, man, he looked like a little hellion with that, like, rapscallion with that hammer running around with it. I don't know where I come from.
I do.
But, again, give Damn Black Studios a call today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Tell them you're a News and Views listener to get a special deal, 55% off all VHS to DVD transfers. They also do website design, video editing, training videos, television commercials. So any video services you need, you should be thinking of Damn Black Studios. More News and Views after this. You want to join in on the conversation, 272-9228.
When I look out my window,
get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the annual Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Alabama's premier Christmas store, register to win door prizes, and enjoy complimentary treats, all while taking advantage of the best prices of the season. Save up to 50% off selected Christmas decor and pre-lit lifelike trees, wreaths, and garland. Shop pre-wrapped gifts, store-wide specials, and a huge selection of unique gifts for everyone on your list. Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including two new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account, and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Fox Business Report. There's a disappointing reading on how manufacturing is doing in the Midwest. The Chicago Purchasing Managers Index declined this month to the lowest level since December of 2015. Economists were expecting an improvement. It's believed the index is reflecting the impact of a global trade slowdown. However, President Trump says China and the U.S. are looking for a new location to sign what he's calling phase one of a broader trade agreement between the two countries. The two leaders plan to meet at a summit of nations in Chile next month, but it was canceled because of protests. Facebook shares are up more than 3% after its stronger than expected quarter, and Apple shares are up nearly 2% after its quarter was better than expected. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Some dramatic changes continue. We've had some heavy downpours already. The threat of showers will continue well into the afternoon before ending sharply falling temperatures. We were at 76 at 9 a.m. this morning, falling into the 60s, then the 50s, and maybe by the trick-or-treat time into the 40s. Should be dry by then, but northwest winds at 12 to 22 and gusty will add to the bite in the air. Low temperature by dawn tomorrow, 35. Friday's high on the first day of November, 59, and back to the 30s again on Friday and Saturday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is tainted because of the motivation, which is a political one.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely.
Welcome back
to News and Views.
News and Views from 9 to noon.
With Joey Clark.
And Jack Campbell.
And Frisco Riverstone, our guest. Though that's our guest host.
Obviously a fake name.
You think?
I mean, if that's his Christian name. Like,
that's my government name.
What's his Jewish name? Myron?
Oh, I'm racist.
Myron Riverstein?
Riverstein.
Oh. Well, you know, I have a lot of Jewish friends. Oh. You know, Montgomery, well, Floyd School, when I went to elementary and junior high.
Yeah.
There were so many Jewish kids, and I met one of the rabbis recently, and he was asking me, well, where did you come from? I said, I've been here. And he said something, I don't know, he said something about Gentiles. I said, look, man, I know every Jew in Montgomery. Don't start with me. I know more Jews than you do, because he's not from here.
So. Right.
Anyway, just a ton of great Jewish people in this town.
Yeah, really. There are
a lot of them, all my friends. I mean, seriously, just great folks. Hey, some other great folks.
Mm.
Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Kim Williams and her team work wonders if you're looking to refinance your home and get a better rate, better terms, better conditions, you name it, they can work miracles. They can reduce your monthly payment, get rid of this mortgage insurance stuff. They can do it all. And they saved our listeners millions of dollars over the last 5 years that Alabama Home Mortgage has been one of our sponsors. And we're grateful for that. They've really done well. And, you know, Kim Williams, she was on our show recently, and I said, you know, one of these people call you and you look into it and you say, you know, you're doing okay with what you have. She'll tell you that. She's going to level with you and say, really, I can't do any better than your current mortgage rate and your monthly payments and the terms of your mortgage and the length of the how many ever months.
Your term,
she
yeah.
can't always save you months on the tail end of your mortgage. But anyway, and also, if you've never bought a home and you're looking to buy one and you need a mortgage company, you'll get a lot more personal service and a lot more honesty from Alabama Home Mortgage than you will get from the big box banks. So give Alabama Home Mortgage a shout out. Call Kim Williams at 567-4223, 567-4223, alabamahomemortgage.com.
NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. Gotta love Kim Williams and her.
Oh, she's so much fun.
Great folks. What do you say we go back to the phones?
Let's do.
272-9228. 272-9228. That's the number to give us a call, and that's what Leon did. Leon, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
How's it going, Leon?
All right. Hey, what's the name of that man y'all had on yesterday? Boy, I enjoyed that guy. He's the type of politician I like.
Oh, he was running for District 3. Who was that? His name just slipped my mind. I'll think of it. I'll pull it up, Leon.
Yeah, it was a great call yesterday.
He was funny, and he was talking about the old days.
Steve Flowers.
Yeah. Oh, that guy. He's
a former state representative from Troy, and he's been in and around the process of former Democrat who switched parties, and now he's a writer. Yeah, he's got some great stories.
He makes a lot of sense. Tell him like it is, and he's not afraid to say what he thinks.
No,
anyway,
he's not.
You guys are talking about today. You know, like, everybody say they don't listen to the news media. Well, where do they get their news from? Because if you listen to all the three major news media, all of them have a different story. Either they're on one side or the other. So they be giving the news like, we as voters don't have common sense. And everybody know when they hear a lie or when they hear a sharp story. And I'm so sick of our congressmen and our senators getting up there on TV making these crazy accusations. They never argue the substance. They always argue the process. And they the one that made the rules of how things should be done.
Right.
I'm just
right.
sick of that. And as far as President Trump, he did some good things. But I just can't, you know, like, put my confidence in somebody that has very little humility. You know, like, if you're a guy and you can't ever think that you're wrong or somebody else can tell you something or do whatever. You know, this guy, he never admits that he said something. He never apologized. He's always digging at people, calling them names. That's above. You know, the presidency. I was a military guy, too. And the way they try to discredit this guy that testified, that man, you know, just let him do what he do. Don't always, they always try to kill people's character. And they don't even know the guy. That's the kind of stuff that I'm sick of. Because I'm going to make up my mind one way or the other. when it's time to vote anyway. Regardless of what they say, right. I know what I like, and I know who I think is telling me the truth and the best person that I want to represent me, whether it be in Montgomery, Alabama, or even Washington. So I just get tired of people calling up saying, well, I don't watch this. Well, how you know what's going on if you don't watch that? Where else you going to get it from?
Right.
I mean, you get it what? You get it from Facebook? That crap is no good. I mean, come on. Don't act like they have common sense. If you for President Trump, be for him. But you can't sit up and tell me he do everything right.
No, he doesn't.
Well, Leon,
he don't always say the right stuff. If you're the president of the United States, this is the greatest country in the world. And I don't know why we can't have a president that know how to communicate to the entire world and give us a good economy. This is the greatest country in the world, so we should be able to have both. We don't have to go one way or the other. And it's just, you know, it's just so, I mean, for the last years, it's just, you know, just divide. The senators and Congress, they get nothing done. They say, well, we pass a bill, but the senators, but Mitch McConnell don't want to bring that to the table. So, I mean, what are they doing? They the ones that we ought to be upset with, not President Trump. They ain't doing nothing.
Oh, amen. And people's approval rate of Congress. Yep. Well, it's funny is people hate Congress. It's like, what, always around 12% approval of Congress. But when it comes to their congressman or senator, my congressman's not the problem. But you know, to your point
about... No, all of them is the problem.
I agree. But to your point about Trump not apologizing, I think you're right on that. The only time I can remember Trump apologizing is after that Access Hollywood video. It's like, when you're rich and powerful, you can do anything. You can go to any humane shelter and grab all the kitty cats and adopt them and take them home. It's wonderful.
Right, and if he's as smart as he say he is, he should know he don't have to resort to that kind of stuff.
Right.
He's the president of the United States. You're going to get respect regardless, and the few people that don't respect you, don't let it bother you, man. Go ahead and do your job. Don't be nitpicking and getting these third grade back and forth with people. That's just too much of that.
I've heard an argument suggested, Leon. There's a method to his madness, though, and here's the argument, is that Trump knows, and I think anybody who deals at the national level politically or any celebrity knows, with the media and you have certain opponents out to get to you, no matter what Trump does or says, they're going to try to find a bite that's a juicy sound bite, get the news cycle going, outrage. If it leads, it bleeds. That's how it works. We both know that. So I think Trump's made the calculation.
They think we don't know that, though.
Right, exactly. But I think Trump's made the calculation of, okay, I'm going to say something outrageous on purpose that at least gets me in the ballpark of what I want to actually talk about.
Right.
And so I can drive the narrative.
Well, Leon, I kind of agree with you on some of those aspects, but at the same time, I kind of look at, if you go back and watch YouTube videos of Donald Trump from like the 80s, he hasn't changed. He's literally been the exact same pompous, kind of arrogant guy. Yeah. So I do agree with you on some aspects there, Leon.
Yeah, I was living in New Jersey when he raped Atlantic City. I know about him. I know guys that real blue collar guys that laid carpet and wallpaper and painted in those casinos that he had his name on, and they haven't got paid yet. I know the guy, how he operates somewhat. But anyway, that's about, but I'm talking about, you know, our senators now, because I think they just, like, maybe we should just go to one body of government, because they are right now kind of like workers.
Well, Leon, we appreciate the call. We don't totally disagree with you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Good call. Let's quickly go to Eric, because he's been trying to get in the last few minutes. Hey, Eric, welcome to the program.
At this point in time, what difference does it make?
Okay, Hillary.
Come on, fellas. Y'all need to understand. You know, this political crap. You know, I was at the Aviator last night down at Dallas, and this lady was in there. I don't know. I couldn't get my eyes focused on her because maybe one too many, but aside from that, she had the Hillary Clinton laugh. And if I could have focused on her, I'd have poked her in the nose. Because, you know, she was and she was disrupting my buzz, so to say. And I said, who in the hell is that giggling? Because I kid you not, a replica. At any rate, that y'all need to have a quote of the day, and if I was Trump, that would be my famous saying. At this point in time, what damn difference does it make? Because they've pissed away so many millions of dollars on this here investigation, And if the, and if they come out with the same deal like they did in the Mueller report, what they should do is make the damn Democrats refund that money.
Well, that's probably not a bad idea. That's probably not a bad idea. But
well, aside from that, I mean, you know, you pissing away all these taxpayers' money trying to find something that ain't there. And so who's going to foot the bill?
Well, of course, the American people are.
All right. Yeah. So I think what they should do is they ought to dip in their pockets and take it out of their account or whatever and say, you know what, being as y'all the one that caught this time in labor, there's so many bills that need to be passed.
Right.
Well, you know, we're assing around and ain't getting nothing done.
It's kind of like frivolous lawsuits that the loser should fund it.
That's right. But anyway, y'all need to come up with something. You and Jack, you know, quote of the day. I still say at this point in time, what difference does it make? But still, Kalijah is beautiful this morning, even though it's raining. You may not believe it. We got a glassed-in patio out here on the back. My brother does.
Yeah.
It's raining up here right at the moment, but we're not working today. And by the way, if Hillary is listening from the aviator, I'm having a Budweiser on her account. You guys take care of yourself. We're thinking about you guys.
Sounds like you didn't take a break from last night.
No, sir, I didn't.
Thank you, Eric.
I love that.
Oh, that's fantastic. We got to hit another break here real quick for the top of the hour. Jim,
who's holding?
Jim, we'll come back.
Jim, we'll be back in a minute.
272-9228 if you want to join in. More news and views with Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Frisco Riverstone after this.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery starting Friday, November 1st and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. On Friday, November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on this Alabama River. Y'all, we got good fresh seafood from the Gulf of Mexico. We fry it, we steam it, and we grill it. We also got a good old hamburger and a good old ribeye steak off the grill. That's some good eating right there, so you can get down here and we'll fix you up something good to eat. We can also fix you up with a pontoon boat out here on the river. Well, all you got to do is have a driver's license and a credit card, and we can hook you up with a little boat. You can get down here while the weather's pretty, really enjoy this beautiful weather and the beautiful river. Now let's talk about the RV park. That's right, we're open for business. Get your trailer, your bus, and bring it down here and stay for a little while. And let's talk about Sunday afternoon. That's right, 5 o'clock this Sunday, J.P. Soares and the Red Hots. That's right, we love old J.P. Been playing for us for years, and he's back in town playing some good old blues on some of those original instruments he builds. So y'all check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com. We got a menu. We got a music menu, tell you what's coming up. And so get down here soon. Come hungry, because we're looking for you.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Frisco Riverstone.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you, Frisco?
I'm doing good.
Frisco, I appreciate you filling in when I'm not here.
This has been fun. Ever since I'm here with Jack, I noticed we just got the phones are lighting up and...
Well, scary. I like this thruple we have here. Thruple. <Yeah.
laughs> Well, shouldn't it be thruple?
Which one's thruple? Which one's yeah, Katie Hill?
Let's go to the phones. Talk to Jim.
Not me.
Hey, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good day. Good day to be a duck. Better break out the long underwear in the morning there, Joe. It's going to be in the 30s when you get up.
So. I have a lot of hair on my legs. I'll be all right.
Yeah, I put on this thin layer of fat during the winter, and so I'll be fine. Of course, it's still here in July. But
Yeah. Hey, I happened to be watching the clown show this morning. I love Nancy Pelosi getting up there quoting John Payne and talking about saving the democracy and reading the preamble to the Constitution. I mean, what a joke.
It's a joke.
She is the biggest fraud. Saving the democracy from what? We need to save it from people like her.
That's right. Save it from the damn Democrats.
God. I was waiting for her to stand and say, give me liberty or give me death.
Well, I would choose death.
Get up and shoot her right there in front of the... God, I mean,
listen, it's a great way to start the day by listening to them because your blood just starts boiling early in the morning.
Democracy dies in darkness.
Well, yeah.
He dies.
Well, I wish he'd get another facelift surgery and not be able to talk.
Red sex is more for women.
The next one she gets, she's going to have a beard. But
the good part is now all this stuff's going to come out and it's going to be all in the open now. So everybody's going to see what a fraud it is. They've got nothing. They've got nothing.
Well, they
and
have
it's
nothing.
Funny, it was strictly all partisan. Two Democrats actually voted with the Republicans, and all the Republicans voted against.
Did all of them vote against it?
Yes.
That's great.
It was. All of them voted against it, and two Democrats actually voted with the Republicans, and Pelosi, and an unprecedented, because the Speaker doesn't use it, she actually voted, you know.
Oh, I'm sure,
just
yeah.
to make an appointment, because I'm sure she has a big dartboard at her house with Donald Trump's picture on it, and she throws darts at it every day, but it's going to all come out now, and it's going to be out in the open, and people are going to hear this stuff, and when it fizzles out and there's no impeachment and the election's still going on and all the candidates are floundering around and we've got a 80-year-old man up there and keeling over and I mean it's just
wait, you talking about this guy?
Corn Pop was a bad
No. Boyne.
Oh, Boyne Sanders.
I saw Bernie last night and he looks terrible. He, since his heart problem.